Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Let's make it nice, huh? I see Sarah and Nettie. Nettie? That's quite a name. And Susie, Joel, John, and Russ. All right. Let's play the game. Russ, welcome to the show. Sir. What's going on?
Thank you. Well, I am Russ. I've been married for about 9 years. I don't have any toys, but my wife's got a womanizer and a rabbit.
That womanizer work for her the way it does everyone else?
Yeah, yes, it does. But I like to mess with her sometimes. She'll get into it a little bit, and I'll be like, what do you think your mom's doing right now? I'm doing her a favor. I'm extending it for her.
Yeah, that's the ultimate edge right now.
Yeah.
Hold up a picture of her dead grandmother.
Yeah.
Hi, Russ. All right, you're in. Let me get at John. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's John. John Vandenberg.
What's the word, man? Tell us about yourself.
I have a girlfriend for we've been together 10 years, and we have everything from big dildos to butt plugs to swings to we've got the Sawzall attachment, and I'm a collector of adult toys.
You weren't the significant other to the dildo lady the other day. Did your girl play the other day?
No. I heard that one, but no.
What are the odds of having two Drildo listeners? That's if you don't know, it's called a Drildo because it rhymes, but it's really a Sawzall with a dildo attached to it. And how does your girl like it?
Well, there's a Sawzall attachment and there's a drill attachment.
Mm-hmm.
There's two different attachments.
Do really women want it to spin? Is that an important part of it? I feel like that's a fraught with issue.
I think she likes the
Sawzall?
The Sawzall better.
Does she really like it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, Sean, you stay right there because I got to get Joel on. Joel, welcome to the show.
Morning, Johnny. I'm Joel, 30, in a complicated relationship right now.
you can't decide you want to keep banging her because you actually hate her?
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. I guess I'm a typical guy, and we're working on things.
Oh, no. Joel, how long have you been together with her?
Almost 3 months.
Oh, and you're working on things. Yeah, you want to go ahead and cut this one loose.
No, she's a good one.
No, nope.
She's a keeper if I can.
Nope. I'm going to tell you now, if in the first 90 days you got to work on something, it's time to take a walk, son. You're not going to listen to me because no man has ever listened to another man when it comes to vagina. But about 90 days from now, you're going to understand what I've told you.
Should be fine. I'll keep you in mind, my brother. I got an arsenal here.
I gotta ask you a question. 90 days in, what are you guys working on?
Well, I guess I'm a typical guy. She wants me to be more family oriented. She wants kids to spend time with kids and.
Hold on, she has kids?
She does.
And they're not your kids.
They're not my kids.
And so within 3 months, now you're not cool enough because you're not family or. You should run away right away.
Do you have kids?
I do have kids. I have two kids.
Yeah, do you see your kids?
I do see my kids.
Okay.
No, family-oriented meant paying your child support.
Yeah, that means taking care of her kids.
It's
so
sad.
So what else are you working on?
That's about it.
Don't lie to me. I know you're not comfortable with that, but tell me the truth. There's no way you're working on it just about her kids.
Okay, maybe I work too much, and that's what she's kind of. She's very family oriented. She wants kids to know the kids.
Yeah, if she's so family oriented, where's the father of the kids?
They're around.
I'm trying to give you a heads up here, man. Joel, this is all I can do for you. But I may be able to offer you a fake vagina so you can clear your head and then you can think.
Rock and roll, brother.
All right. You stay right there. I don't want to get him in any trouble. All right. Russ, Sean, Joel.
Yep.
The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. It's very important that you listen.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today, and it is a big, big, big ticket item. It's the Stealth Vibrating Smart Stimulator from Zolo Cup.
The Zolo Stealth.
Oh, yeah.
It's good for your health. Just press a button. From Zolo Cup, with your man fluids, you'll fill it up. Yeah, it's a winner. Won't have to buy a dinner.
I love you, Zolo Stealth.
Dudes, let me tell you all about the Stealth Vibrating Smart Stimulator. It's an ergonomically designed rechargeable stroke that has simple intensity controls for one-handed use, giving you 8 vibration modes and 7 vibrating speeds. It has internal texture for a heightened sensation. It has performance sensors that allow vibrations to build on contact with your body, naturally increasing the intensity every time you penetrate.
Ooh, you want that?
It's time to sing about cramming your d*** in this thing. Married or loners, we all get boners. So place your bids, get rid of the wife and the kids, so you won't be waiting to start masturbating.
Hey, where's my homeboy? It's the Stealth Vibrating Smart Stimulator from Zolo Cup.
It is a really, really big ticket item, fellas, and it can be yours.
Ooh, if the price is right.
I hope you've been paying attention to the description, my friends. This is a very nice item. What do we got here? This is really packaged well.
Yeah.
I mean, they've really put a lot of thought into this, Nick. Do you see this?
Not yet.
Oh! Excuse me. So it looks pretty nondescript. A flat black exterior, very nicely made, silicone maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A nice, which part here?
This thing right here.
I would not guess that this would be that kind of
and
item.
It's still, you know.
Oh, still sealed.
Still sealed.
Okay, so I'm not going to.
Yeah.
It's so nice. I'm not even going to put my finger. Well, here, I'll just take that off for me.
Yeah.
All right. I'm putting my finger in it, fellas, but it's clean. Oh, my. All right, so there's that. And then this turns it on.
This way, yeah. Hold it out for about 3 seconds. Then you got.
Ooh.
And then what else all does it do?
It goes faster and slower.
Does it do something inside, or does it just vibrate?
It just vibrates on the inside.
Oh, and then you just manhandle it.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, I see.
Damn.
Oh, hold on. Is it snug up? I can't tell.
Get in there.
Put a couple in there, Nick. Does it feel like it's snugged up on you?
Yeah, it's moving. Yeah, it's snugging up.
Yeah.
It's pretty slight, but it's not super obvious, but.
Yeah. Put another one in there. Can you get 3 in?
Look, Ma, no hands. That's about it.
Any change when you throw a triple in there?
I'm like, a 1, a 2, a 3.
All right.
Oh, there's a little knob at the end.
Is there some nubbins down by way
back? Yeah, a little nubbin back there. You go a little further.
Oh, my. Is that for the sweet spot? Is that on the bottom?
Oh, there's more than one.
Oh, hell, give me my finger. Get it over here.
My fingers were clean, too.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah, it sure is.
Gotta go a little deeper.
Oh, yeah. Well, story of my life. fantastic, man. All right, so you can hear it, guys.
Nice.
What is a goddamn oboe? That's the tranny. That's the tranny sound. We call this the Santa.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh. That's called the ball jiggler.
Uh-oh. Hee-haw.
Hee-her, hee-her. That's the donkey. See, I'm going to bass out.
Trying to keep the car running.
Oh,
just straight up.
I call this the gendarme.
Uh-oh, the growler.
You can bring it home. Well, that was just funny.
I just feel like I'm taking you on a trip.
Let's see. Hopefully you paid attention. An incredible item. Russ, what would you pay?
Let's go 177.
Russ says 177.
Okay. Sean.
139.99.
Joel.
178.
I feel like that was from Russ.
Yeah, well.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price?
$269.99.
Oh, Joel.
Joel, better than himself.
Joel, do not show your goddamn new girlfriend this. She's going to be like, no. She's not. I swear to God, she's not going to be cool with this, Joel. I can tell you right now.
It's going
to
take away from family time.
Joel, does she take birth control?
No, she does not.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
The other guys know better.
Joel.
She can't have kids.
Oh my God! That's such a lie, Joel. Joel.
Joel's
fine. So she had the other kids, and now she can't have kids.
Oh,
right. She's got two now. She can't have no more.
That's a lie, Joel. Get away from there. You gotta run. You gotta run away now.
As a girl, that's a lie.
Wait a minute. She may be doing it the way you can't have kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've always noticed real family oriented. Come home now. Yeah. Don't go to work. Chicks are like that. No.
Yeah, she's doing jumping jacks afterwards.
Yeah. She's standing on her goddamn head, having some guy swing her around by her ankles. Listen, you, Joel, all right, I can't help you, man. You need to. It's a journey. Good luck.
It is. Thanks, brother.
This is your Zolo. You come pick it up. 8 complex frequency vibrating modes, 7 speeds, male stimulator with smart sense technology, and easy grip handle for handed use. All right, stay there. I mean, I'm kind of glad he won Sean and Russ because, you know, the future doesn't look good for that one.
He needs to only do it in there.
If he uses it enough, maybe he'll get a clear head and be able to figure out his situation better.
Because it's not, I hate to be a downer or too cynical, but I can't be the only one who feels this way.
Right.
It's a lot of red flags.
Yeah. 90 days in.
You're seeing counseling. You're working on yourself. Aww. Need more family time.
You need to bang a stripper.
Still discovering.
I can't get pregnant.
Oh, my
Run.
God.
Yeah. Hitchhike.
Oh, that was great. I'll come pick him up.
All right. Russ, Sean, both you guys, I'll tell you what, you're definitely coming to the Jackal family reunion.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you hooked up. Stay right there. Hold on. God. That made me feel kind of bad inside.
I know. Like, as a girl, I'm like, no.
It's, man.
We've seen this before, but that was a lot of, like, many in one.
But when you see that friend, you're like, like 2 weeks in, they're like, she says I really need to work on myself. I'm like, oh, boy, you need to leave now. We need to run away as fast as you can.
I'll come get you. I'll never talk about it again.
I would almost pay for the vasectomy. I would literally, how much did it cost? We'd pick up a little check.
I don't know.
Be like, listen, just don't tell her. I'll pick you up next Wednesday.
It's much, much more advanced with technology now. Boop, boop, and the procedures.
And then you don't tell him you got one, right?
Never
mention it. And I bet you at some point, this will surprise you all. She'll be like, I'm pregnant. No, really.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Do tell.
Hello, have you been pregnant? Oh, I am. Really?
Blessing.
It's the blessing.
We're merging our families.
All right, I got to get the girls on the phone. I got to shake this feeling. Sarah.
Good morning.
You heard us. You see what you girls do to guys? Like, listen, that poor kid. Didn't you feel bad for him?
Yeah. I got mine for 12 years.
Yeah. But you know, but he's getting worked.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a girl. You can tell. 90 days in, if there's a girl telling you had stuff you got to work on, there's a problem.
Yeah, that's not even long enough to really know somebody.
No, you're not even heard the word no yet. At least you shouldn't have in the first 90 days. You're still pretending you like to do certain things that you know you're not going to do in a couple more months, right?
Yeah, you're still more concerned about what they think about you than
yes.
what you're thinking about them.
That's right. All right, Sarah, listen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm turning 30 this year. I've been married for 5 years, and I thought I had quite a little drawer going, but I have no drill dough or womanizer, mm-hmm. so apparently I need to win today.
What are your favorites?
Waterproof is always good.
Is that really? Is that what you like?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Sarah. How are you enjoying the marriage?
Good.
Good. The voice went up a few octaves, but I'm going to buy it anyway. Sarah, stay there. I got to get Nettie on. Nettie, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Tell us about yourself, Nettie.
I'm Nettie, 39. Pretty awesome boyfriend of almost 4 years. Mm-hmm. We have a couple dildos and a vibrator.
And what do you guys like to do? What's your favorite sexual activity?
Well, anything if it involves sex.
Well, I guess you don't have a special thing? Like, you like other girls, you like anal, you like, I mean, there's nothing.
No, I'm not all about the butt thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody can be a unicorn, but you're probably 80% good.
Oh, yeah. Definitely have fun.
All right, Daddy, I'm kidding. By the way, why did they name you after a lady named Nettie?
Actually, that's my nickname. My actual name is Nanette.
I'm sorry?
My actual name is Nanette.
Manette?
Nanette.
Nanette.
Yep. Nanette.
Yes, sir.
Who was named Nanette in your life?
Nobody.
Oh, man.
It was actually the main character of a dirty romance novel my mother was reading when she went into labor with me.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's fantastic, by the way. That's great. All right, Nanette. You stay there, Sarah. You stay there. I got to get Susie on. Susie, you dirty little leg. What are you doing?
Hey.
Hey. What's your story?
So what am I doing?
What's your story? What's going on?
Oh, I'm 29. I have a boyfriend, 2 kids, got quite a bit of toys. I've actually called in before I lost, and I went to Manson when I was pregnant.
Very good.
Yeah, but so... Lots of toys, strap-ons, vibrators.
What's the strap-on for? Are you putting it to your boy?
No, I'm a professional dominatrix.
Oh, that, I do remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not ever doing that. Because, listen, I know what you do. You peg guys for like, you know, right? I mean, if a guy is, that's his thing, and he wants to be dominated, where does it go? Right in his ass. And that's it.
For sure. Man, love it.
No.
Love it.
I'm such a naughty boy. Go ahead and treat me like it. Listen, and here's the thing. You like it, don't you?
I love it, yeah. Absolutely.
Can you imagine? You go to work. You're mad at your boyfriend. This poor schlub comes in, and he's like, I hate all my life. I'm in management. I'm in radio. Look at me. I'm a market manager. Stick it in my bum.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And what do? You hammer him.
I give it to him, yeah.
You pull his hair?
Say it again?
You pull his hair?
If they have hair.
Do you ever?
A lot of them don't.
I know, right? You double fish hook him, like, in the front?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God. This is so...
It gets pretty gnarly.
Does he ever, does your husband or your boyfriend ever have you do it?
No, he's not into that at all. It's actually, I'm submissive in my personal life, so it makes it easy for me to sort of do this job because I understand, like, what submissives want, if that makes sense. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You ever just look at a guy and you don't like the way he looks or the way he just talks and you just spit in his mouth for fun?
I mean, is he paying me for it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you find yourself like you're like one guy maybe. He seems like a nice guy, so you don't go all out on him. But then you see another guy and you're like, you are such a douche. I'm getting ready to tear a new one in you.
For something like that.
Is that right? Do you ever feel... Because, listen, there's no difference. You're in the people business. Now, whether it be... a server at a bar, or you're a dominatrix, or you're selling cars. There's got to be people you like this way and people you don't like that way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's people that want to be like a long-term submissive or a long-term slave, and if you don't like them, it's like there's no way. They can throw money at you, but if I don't want you around, it's like you can take it or leave it.
So. See, now, that's... It makes sense, but I was thinking the other way. Like, if I don't like you, it's a lot easier to kick you in the side of the head and call you
a
bitch.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, yeah, you know. But you want to click with people, too. It's not all about just, you know, let me beat you up. It's a whole thing. there's like an art to it, I guess.
No, I'm sure there is. No, I've seen these relationships before. And, you know, you don't got to call it domination. Sometimes just a marriage getting belittled.
Like that, right, yeah.
Like that last poor kid who our 90 days has to work on stuff.
Yeah, I was listening to that. That sucks. But, I mean, it sucks for the girl, too, because...
No.
You know, well, no. I mean, it kind of does because she obviously, you know, doesn't know herself. Or if you meet somebody and you need them to...
Not to work
on things, you can't mold people to your liking.
You're
you know
right.
What I mean?
You're right. You either like them or you don't.
So she's probably not going to have a successful relationship anytime soon if she doesn't. If you don't know yourself...
Susie, this kind of healthy sexuality and understanding of one's own self is not allowed on this show. I thought you understood that.
Okay.
Susie, Nettie, Sarah, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For today's ladies' item, we have done exhaustive research. And after years of comprehensive studies, we have come to one conclusion.
A lot of times when we tell you things, you don't f***ing listen.
So in our continual efforts to better serve you,
we strive to find new and interesting ways to communicate our message.
And in our research, we found there's one thing you ladies love almost as much as diddling yourself.
And that's dancing, because y'all a bunch of dirty foots.
So listen up. For the ladies, our item up for bid, and it's a big-ticket item, is the Vibrasage Fondle Vibrating Clitoral Massager from InMe. Ladies, experience new ways to pleasure your erogenous zones with the Vibrasage Fondle. Combine the orgasmic sensations of vibration and massage all at once.
With one vibrating tickler and two massaging ticklers,
you get one,
two,
three times the pleasure.
You need to check this out, cause you don't know what you're missing. Told you it's a big ticket item, but you chicks never listen.
Ever. It's amazing, really.
If some dude told you to go fuck yourself, you'd hear that.
But your buddies are over here trying to help you fuck yourself and nothing.
We love you, but you are frustrating.
So,
big ticket item, big ticket item, big, 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 big ticket item. Item, big ticket item, big ticket item, biggity, biggity, big, 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 big ticket item. Open your ears, it's a big ticket item.
It's the Vibrasage Fondle Vibrating Clitoral Massager from InMe.
And it can be yours, ladies, if you paid attention, if the price is right.
All right, ladies, awesome. Let's take a look at this here. Let me see what we got here. I got it. So it looks like a womanizer, right? But the improvement they feel, instead of the sucking thing.
Yeah, instead of a meany little sucking
cup. It's got three little nubbins right here, mm-hmm. But actually they're good sized nubbins. And then I assume, how do you turn this thing on?
Not
hold down for 3 seconds. And then the one button makes it go faster, the other makes it go slower.
Got it. Oh, so this is the... So the bottom two wiggle, mm-hmm. And the top one's the vibrator.
It's almost like nom, 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 nom.
Yes, it's, that's right. What lady doesn't like a good nom, 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 nom? I had to take the guard off here so you guys can really...
Jake had to come in for a close-up.
From the other room, it looks like something my dentist would show me to tell me I have gingivitis.
It does look like a tooth cleaner.
Yeah, so if anybody finds it, it doesn't look weird.
See what you think about that, because it's a very... I can see where that would be good.
Okay, let me use my little fingers here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it clamps down
on
your bits.
Yeah. It gives it the wiggle.
Pretty strong.
It gives it the double wiggle on the bottom and the vibrator on the top.
The top and bottom work together.
That is the thing you strive to try with your mouth at all times.
Wow.
How can you get both sides of it and the top at the same time? It's almost impossible.
Magic. Mm-hmm. Damn, T.
You would have to have three tongues to do that.
Nobody has that many tongues to just throw in the mix.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now, you're not going to be sad anymore.
That's right, ladies. We'll be peeling you off the ceiling. Sarah, what would you pay for such an item?
I'm going to go with
$215.
Nettie.
$184.
And finally, Dominatrix Susie.
$165.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$127.99.
Everybody overbid. But
there you go, bragging about it being big.
Susie, you get it this time though.
Yes. That's
whose kids are yelling in the background?
Yeah, that's my baby.
Who's that?
My 3-year-old.
Name? Who's? I don't know. I don't have everybody memorized yet. Nettie or Sarah, or Susie.
Susie.
Susie, the dominatrix kids.
Oh yeah.
It really takes the air out of the sails when the children scream during the dildo talk.
She can't hear me.
It really, no, but throws me off my game.
Oh, wait, it throws you off? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. I bet, yeah.
All right. That's all right, Susie. Look, here's the most important thing. You've got a new vibrating vibrasage called the Fondle.
I'm super stoked.
You know what? I've never seen this before. It looks like it could be very, very good.
I'm interested for you.
All right. Say hi to your kid.
Gonna have a good night.
Stay right there.
Mommy's got some me time.
Whew. Nom, nom, nom. Yeah. T wrote, no, T, don't write smack them and make them list. Stop. We don't hit kids. Well. Or they moved to Topeka to get away from you.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, got real.
Right, Sarah?
Yes.
Would you like to go to the Steel Panther show or the Jackal family reunion?
Steel Panther. I'm already going to Jackal.
Gotcha. And Nanette?
Steel Panther.
There you go. I'm going to get you both. I hope you both have a fine weekend. Come pick your tickets up. Nettie, Sarah, thanks for playing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Stay there. And, of course, Moonlight Adult Boutique in Kansas City, Missouri on Truman Road and 40 Highway. KCK Estate Avenue, Topeka Boulevard over in Brodyville. I can't see you, Daddy, Topeka, Kansas.
Daddy can't hurt me from here, Kansas.
Listen, man, nobody decides they want to move to Topeka. It just happens, right?
He just happened to move to Topeka.
Yeah, that was the furthest he could get.
No, that's how it worked. It just happened to be.
He didn't move to Gardner.
Court ordered.
Didn't move to Olathe. Didn't move to Overland Park. Didn't move to Tonganoxie. I can do this all day.
Leavenworth.
Didn't move to Leavenworth. Didn't move to Lansing. Didn't move to Edwardsville. Didn't move to Shawnee.
Avondale.
Liberty.
No, that wasn't there. What he needed was is in the peak of right now. So
what did he need? Distance?
No.
He needed at least 50 miles. I know, man. All right, listen. Think about it this way, though. Now you have much less chance of running across him in one of those dildo parties you go to, one of the slut parties.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
That is nice, yes.
But Topeka is now off the realm. Have you ever swung up in Topeka?
No.
Nope. Yep. All right. Hey, are you going to any swingers clubs at all?
Not this weekend, no.
What's the next plan?
Well, I think in like a couple weeks we're going to go to that private house one.
You really like that one.
Yeah, no, it's very nice. It's a very nice atmosphere.
Do they like you? That.
Yeah. They let me. I've been there, you know.
How many times have you had sex there?
4 or 5.
Yeah, and they're nice people, but they like, come. They're like, come on back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one of those, I put my name on, and it's like, all right, bang.
Wear your socks?
Yeah. I don't take my socks off unless I'm taking a bath. It's the only time I take them off.
Hmm.
What? I don't want my socks off.
Someone get Nikki a seat cover. I can see she's super worked up right now. Mike ever leave his socks on?
Only the black socks.
He gave me some of his black socks.
See? And here we are.